Gentlemen, concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Does anyone have anything to go to order?
Special meeting for.
Calendar book with us.
Special meeting for February.
Special meeting for February and.
There was a meeting going on in there before I couldn't get to it, so. Let's see. You said something last meeting about trying to schedule more than one.
Right.
Yeah, like from now till December, maybe.
All the way through, finally.
Like the first Wednesday following the first Thursday meeting.
It's usually the Wednesday in between.
Right.
You want us just pick February and we'll just give you a list next week, we could even do it.
And then we could, and then if there's a conflict.
Let's pick February. I'd like to see it first.
If you could send it to us ahead of time.
I've already done it. I'm not sure it looks like mine. Or I could change mine to look like yours.
In February, what dates are? Wait a minute, I got.
12th and 26th.
12th and 26th, yeah, that's right. And then 12th and 26th would give us the 18th.
My birthday.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
They want to do a special meeting on the 18th.
Your birthday too?
Or you want to change it in honor of Mr. Vincent Robinson's birthday?
And Shane's birthday too.
And Shane's birthday too.
On the 12th.
Oh, that's close.
Well, that's the other.
Brick Hotel's real close, guys.
I think we ought to have dinner on the 12th and the 18th. In honor of our colleague's birthday.
February 18th, 3 o'clock.
Is that all right with you, Vince?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure?
Yeah.
We don't have to do it.
I can get somebody covered for me.
Make for a short meeting?
Oh, well, no. We would hate for you to miss the meeting. We would much rather change the date.
Absolutely, especially with these other stuff.
Yeah, especially if so, can you imagine what today would have been like?
That's the 18th, fine.
Yeah, all right.
Just to be safe.
Yes, sir.
Because we've had some interest in Wednesdays. My other parties want to use this facility.
But if it's booked.
Schedule March real quick too.
I'm saying if it's booked ahead of time.
March is also.
The 12th and 26th again.
Also be the 18th.
Okay.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Do April too.
And in fact, I've got my computer in the car. I can tell you exactly what they are for the rest of the year.
I got it right here.
It's April.
April 16th and 30th.
All right.
Would be.
22nd.
That would be the 22nd. We'll keep going, right?
Yep.
May is the 14th and 28th, which would be the 20th. I don't know about holidays, though. We have to check.
No holidays in.
You're all right.
What holiday in May?
May 20th.
Couldn't get stupid till.
The 25th is Memorial Day, so we're good on the road.
June is 11th and 25th.
17th. Well, you do take the first one and add.
July would be July the 9th and 23rd.
15th.
Your math skills continue to amaze me.
Why the 23rd? Or the, yeah, okay. Huh?
Now, if we just get Shane and multiplication tables, we'll be in good shape.
August.
Better people quit interrupting me.
August is the 13th and 27th.
19th.
These are that looked. September the 10th and 24th, that's the 17th. Right?
16. Trying to mess me up. Man.
October the 8th and 22nd.
14th.
Oh, this month.
Now we're in trouble.
World Series.
Now we're in trouble.
Yeah. Veterans Day is on a Wednesday this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can't do it the 11th.
Well, we can let you know. We're double check our holidays and all that and see what if it affects anything. Well,
what are the scheduled meetings in November?
November is the 5th and 19th.
So you'd have to do it the 12th. You can't do it the 11th. So why don't we just do it the 12th? And then Christmas is December. It's what?
December is the 10th and 17th. Through back to back because Christmas is on Friday this year and we're closed on the 24th.
You want to do what we did? We had to do this year too. 16th. We did 16th. Just do it on the 16th and have two back to back meetings.
And we can lighten the load on 17th.
Yeah.
By what we're scheduled. So.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
Can you email that when you get that?
Yeah, we're going to have to get it typed up, and I'll double-check the dates and fix Robin's book tomorrow after I double-check.
Okay. Anybody else have anything for the good of the
order? In your packet, there's a copy of the sign ordinance, the open space ordinance, and the superior design ordinance.
Okay.
On legal sheets. There's also a copy of the annual report, which is way down.
Okay.
I bet.
Permits, if you're taking notice of that. And I think that's all I had.
All right.
Do you run a tally of how this year's versus prior years?
Yeah, the list of, like, the last page will say the last 3 years.
Okay.
Last page or next to the last page? Yeah, that's how to do the values and the number of units all the way across. So we went from last year, we had 1,968 dwellings, and this year we had 1,250. 218 units less. And in 06, we had 2,467, which is twice.
What was the final number on the subdivision applications for 08? 29. So that went from what to 29?
47. Yeah, it may have been 47.
Has there been any discussion of having a meeting with the new council?
Yeah, we've made suggestion. A couple of the council, well, the current council, I believe, said they'd like to see a couple, get their feet wet for a couple of months and then meet. So they get the gist of what's going on. So probably, I'm assuming March, April at the latest. I'll keep reminding them. And others are all supportive of it. They just, when we talked to, Dave talked to, felt like they should give it a month or so before they schedule.
Anything else?
Something I would like to share. Speaking of getting your feet wet, December, Mr. Johnson called himself, I think, Mr. Wetlands. I thought maybe to validate myself, I might go for the title of Mr. Septic Tank. before Lawrence got it, I appreciated your information on the ribs. This has to do with the pollution control strategies that we know, I think, what is it, our Sussex County Council, we are in suit about them being instituted by Secretary Hughes.
Well, it appeared that the county council was going to support, Vince can probably correct me, they were going to support an action proposed to be taken by the Positive Growth Alliance, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to file action, but it turned out the county ended up following the action.
Mm-hmm. Well, just briefly.
I don't know where they are right now in that process.
What I wanted to touch on was, say, the septic tank issue, which is a lot less glamorous, I guess, than the wetlands. But and that being under these new PCS regulations, site evaluations and septics going in within 1,000 feet of tidal waters will be required to have either an advanced treatment system or another type of hybrid system which reduces, I think, phosphorus and nitrogen. Long story short, what does this mean? Is it mean someone that is perhaps thinking that they may have a septic system in the $6,000 to $7,000 range is now going to find that they're going to spend $15,000 and upward to have a septic relocated? When I brought this to Mr. Abbott's attention, he had said he wondered if, you know, like the Sandy Landing people had known that. I'm not going to editorialize one way or the other whether it is. It's going to provide, the pros say it's going to provide extra protection. The cons are that if you budgeted $5,000 to $7,000 for your system, now you're going to be looking $14,000, $16,000.
I think it'd be higher than that because what you're seeing on some of the mound systems and some of the LPP systems is 12,000 plus already.
And this PCS is going to, like I said, if you're within 1,000 feet of tidal waterways, and that can also apply to tax ditches that are going to be identified as secondary waterways if that particular tax ditch is deemed to be an intermittent, at least either a continuous or intermittent provider to watersheds. And this will be the same if it was Sandy Landing, or if it was someone in Mr. Wheatley's district that was close to the Marshy Hill. So
I was sitting here thinking you should have brought that up when we started talking about Sandy Landing.
Well, yeah, that's
that's going to be their consequence.
Oh, that's their problem.
Consequence of theirs,
right?
And we don't know where this will go. I just brought that thought I'd bring it to your attention, gentlemen.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Well, I appreciate the information, Mr. Septic.
I'd rather have your name, Mr. Johnson.
I would too.
Is it wetland or density?
Yeah, dense.